Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, heard on the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's long-haul truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, at the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, never mind. All right. Kamala Harris has announced that she's going to have a meeting with the Mexican president in May by virtual computer type things, probably Zoom, from her office in Washington, D.C. Why the hell isn't she down on the border?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's a one for you. I mean, people want to know, where's Denise? So I'm asking.
Because it would be an admission that they're wrong. I mean, they're not going to do this. So, I mean, if you think that, Biden is serious about it, they think again. She's not going to go down there. So, that's my two cents.
Well, okay, let's talk about the climate for a minute, because President Joe Biden's administration may provide immigration rights and citizenship to many foreign climate migrants who claim they're being displaced by climate change, according to the Associated Press. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, a couple of things, okay? There's some good policy think tanks out there. Brookings Institute is not one of them. And I'll tell your listeners to remind you that the Brookings Institute was started by a fellow by the name of Stroke Talbot. Stroke Talbot was very instrumental in all things Russiagate, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Stroke Talbot was Bill Clinton's classmate at Oxford. So if that'll give you any kind of indication on what's going on at Brookings, need I say more? But between the Brookings Institute and the United Nations, that's where all this nonsense on climate migration and climate migrants versus refugees is coming from. The United Nations and the Brookings Institute.
Well, you know, a lot of people are wondering what Biden is thinking here, because the migrants are thinking that climate in America is just free, free, free. But it's not, because it costs people money, money, money for them to get their free, free, free stuff.
Yeah, well, let's not forget. Let's go all the way back to the beginning years of the Obama administration. We had something called TARP. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Okay. Do you remember something that we spent just stupid big money on like shrimp treadmills and turtle tunnels?
Correct.
Okay. Need I say any more on that one?
Well, the shrimp liked it. The turtles probably got to have a shortcut to get across the highway by going underneath it, but oh well. How did the alligator cross the road?
I mean, can we get any stupider?
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Well, we had a horrible situation in Iraq over the weekend. 82 people killed, including 28 that were on ventilators with oxygen. That makes a very dangerous situation to begin with. All it takes is a match of any type of open flame with coronavirus, and they were killed in an explosion in a Baghdad hospital along with a fire that happened there. But then, right about an hour or two or so later, we heard about that. Here come the Houthis again with a drone attack on a base in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's just not pretty. we're talking about, you know, spending more money on stupidness. So, I mean, I don't know where else to go with this.
Well, we're also spending money on, we are spending a little extra money to get our troops out of Afghanistan. And yesterday, as we started to move some of the equipment and some of the personnel, not many, but some of them out of Afghanistan, the Taliban decided to do a bunch of bombings.
Oh, yeah, that's another one that we're going to have to be expecting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we're not hearing anything per se. We did hear that there might have to be a short surge to get our guys and gals out. We'll see what that surge entails and whether or not they're actually going to do it.
Yeah, and of course Hollywood didn't talk about that one last night at the Oscars, did they?
No, they talked about the Chauvin trial, and let's see, what else was it? Black Panther got leader was lauded for something. I mean, geez, man, and they're all a bunch of radicals. So Hollywood is done. If anybody goes to see a movie anymore made by Hollywood, then you might as well just say you're part of the problem. Just that simple. Just that simple. All right. Now, I did have a gun show over the weekend, and I will tell you that many, 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 many of the people that came up to me were told me that they just absolutely are fed up. Some were Democrats by what the Democrats are doing, and they can't wait. They can't wait for the 2022. But I told them, I says, hey, how about starting this year with a school board? There's a good place to start. Let's get it right this time. All right. And Denise Simon and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and I'd like to say good morning and thank you, and I'm not sure what the time difference is there. John, you might want to chime back here and let me know, but we have someone named John in Anchorage, Alaska that's listening to us right now up there. He is from the Tampa Bay area and the military station up there. So, John, thanks very much for your service. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities become a complete new vehicle to be driving around in, because this great SUV, by far and away, is now the leader in its class. And the MDX is a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, 345 horsepower engine comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and they have a lease program that's some of the industry's best, so you might want to check them out there, too. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served in our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Nissan, at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you a bunch of money, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Little Dr. Fauci, the world's, little Dr. Fauci. Let me do a little something here. There we go. Little Dr. Fauci. Okay, thank you very much, Laughing Man. Little Dr. Fauci has flipped again. Another policy the doctor is conveniently ready to change is on outdoor COVID exposure based on common sense. He's finally going to say, maybe if you've had a vaccine shot, you don't need to have a mask.
Okay, cool.
So who cares? I mean, we all know that. I've been told that.
Well, the other slippery slope is the CDC. They can't seem to drive a stake in the ground either.
Nope.
So, we're all over the place on this one.
Kind of one in the same, but we'll see who wins out. Fauci obviously likes to be heard, I guess. All right, Senator Joe Manchin responded to the far-left Democrats who are calling him a roadblock over what he is trying to keep going in the Senate, namely the filibuster. And actually, he's not a roadblock. He's the only common-sense voice that seems to be in the mix at the present time.
Well, he's a little slippery, so I'd be watching him carefully. Same thing with Kristen Sinema. So, those are the two that may keep from having this whole filibuster thing implode. But, I would tread carefully on Joe Manchin. He may be the betrayer of the year.
Okay. All right. Now, MIT has come out with a study challenging the indoor social distancing rules pushed by the CDC, saying that maybe we ought to be letting the people that have had their vaccinations get together and forget about the distancing and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. That's part of it. So I don't know where that's going either.
Has Facebook banned them yet?
No, but they will.
Or Twitter?
No,
exactly.
But they will. You know they will.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's drift on over here because I think we have a question, maybe a comment, but it's Eric. Good morning, Eric in Seminole. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, man. Thanks for taking my call. Excellent show once again. Real quick, it's kind of rhetorical, but it's maybe a comment encapsulated in a question. Here we go. Going back to Dr. Fauci and the CDC regarding the vaccines and the mask mandates, et cetera. Here's the thing. Dr. Fauci's been involved in virology for between 47 and 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay. He's supposed to be the premier expert in the United States regarding, in addition to his people advise him and his teams and stuff. And he can't get it straight regarding mask wearing, et cetera. Now, I understand that it does, in a laboratory setting, masks do work regarding the prevention or decreasing the transmission of respiratory droplets in a laboratory setting. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you got the CDC going on here with these vaccines. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. Just do your responsible thing, this, that, and the other.
Yep.
Now, if this, in my opinion, if this was a real and legitimate threat to national health, safety, and security, dare I say globally, there would not be this wishy-washiness going on. And the excuse, in my opinion, that they give when people question their judgment and discernment, et cetera,
uh-huh,
is that, well, it's a new virus. We're not sure how this virus works.
The variant.
I'm sorry. The different variants, right?
Yeah.
So follow me. Here's the crux of the matter. If these vaccines are supposed to protect people, why then, okay, do people have to wear masks? Because if that is the case, these are not vaccines in the traditional sense, because they advertise that, well, 99 plus or minus percent effective in reducing the pathogenicity of presentations, mm-hmm, of moderate to severe, mm-hmm, symptoms. It does not decrease transmission. It does not decrease, infectivity rates, regardless if someone's wearing a mask. My question is this. If it is so bad and so real, why is there such the wishy-washiness closing the loop? And that, I'll take the answer up there. Just something to think about. Thanks for my call, sir. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi to you, and thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, there are diseases out there, okay? And diseases, some of them can be lethal, for sure, for whatever group of people that have whatever comorbidities that they may have. Now, does anybody remember Zika? Remember the issue that we had not too long ago with Zika and all the birth defects and whatnot?
Yep.
If Fauci is just this premier, you know, virologist with all this experience, I never heard of the man ever discuss Zika. Did you?
No. No.
Okay. I didn't even hear of him during all of that.
No. No. Well, case well taken, point well taken. And again, he's a Johnny Come Lately who somehow or another forced his way or pushed his way on the scene because of the National Institute of Health. And I believe that that was probably because of President Trump at the time, and he was looking for anyone that wanted to stand up and take a stance and say something. And
look, did we hear Fauci? I mean, he's been at this for a whole bunch of years,
yeah,
right?
50
okay.
years.
Did we hear his name during SARS?
Not at all. Not at
did
all.
We hear his name during Ebola? No. Did we hear his name during Zika? No. So I would be asking some bigger questions on why is he so attached, so involved up to his eyelashes in all things China viruses, plural.
Well, he has a vested interest in sorts, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, don't we keep hearing about money?
Well,
you heard what
I've heard. Sometimes we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes we just have to ask ourselves some different questions here, and I'd be starting with that one.
Okay. Okay. Now, rolling along, we've only got about a minute left here. Rolling along, the Project Veritas founder has promised a very rude awakening lawsuit against CNN, and I believe him. He says he's got a lot of video pertaining to those guys and what they had to say that CNN doesn't even know about.
Correct, but he has filed a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are more to come, but he is. I think what he's trying to do is get CNN to have an official statement here, and they haven't done that, and they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to force the issue, so he's trolling them in a big way, and rightly so. But I wouldn't stop there. I hope that, you know, the work he does on CNN, I hope he can trot on over to MSNBC and CBS for the stuff that they're doing too. You know, like editing out video clips and
yeah. Like Lester Holt and his producer the other day last week. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Here comes the music. More to be continued tomorrow with more, I'm sure. So don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back. And Denise, you have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see what she's all about. Read her great articles, too.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress this week and is expected to roll out a spending plan to fund education and child care programs. That is, lawmakers debate over his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Republican senators have responded with a counter-proposal, a plan they're calling a more targeted approach that focuses on only physical infrastructure projects like roads and bridges. Congresswoman Kat Kamick says the biggest issue will be how to pay for any spending plan. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the White House's agenda is adding too much to the national debt.
We have no way to pay for this. We have record levels of national debt. And if you look at the plan that the Republicans put forward, it's a fraction, but it deals with all the core issues and infrastructure that we have to deal with failing roads, failing bridges. We have got to get back to the basics in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at right after we tell you. Their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, and I'm going to give you the phone number and a suggestion. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080. Or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. Then they have another one, which is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. And I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. So you want to check them out by calling them up, I'll give you the number in a minute, and asking to take the tour. Take the tour of one of their facilities to find out how good things really are. Now, the number To call is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Make sure you call that number and schedule an appointment to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. Now, before we get into our regular U.S. military news, a couple of things over the weekend involving someone else's military. The Houthis launched a drone attack against a Saudi military base. The Saudis are saying it was thwarted. The Houthis are saying they hit their target. So take that one for what it's worth. We'll have to wait and see when additional news comes out. Also, over the weekend, this happened early Saturday morning, 36 rockets were fired at Israel. And Israel retaliated right away by taking on the terror group Hamas in real time. It was one of the worst assaults from the Gaza Strip in many months. And Israel went right in there, tore right into where they believed the targets were, where they came from, and did a lot of damage. And this is the tit-for-tat stuff. The Hamas people always wind up paying a lot worse than do the Israeli people. And kudos to Israel for acting as quickly as they did, because they are well-versed in how to do that. Now, a Pentagon panel is recommending that decisions to prosecute service members for sexual assault be made by independent authorities, not the commanders of the units, in what would be a major reversal of military practice and change the long-sought process by Congress members, according to the Associated Press. Now, you'd have to think about that one a little bit to see whether or not you think that's a good idea, but most people in the military would tell you that they don't think so. Now, Afghanistan's military will certainly collapse, so says USMC General Frank McKenzie, without some continued American support once all the U.S. troops are withdrawn. Now, the top U.S. general for the Middle East told Congress that he was very concerned about the Afghan government's ability to protect the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Well, that's the understatement of the year, General, and you know that what you're saying is absolutely correct. Now, as the U.S. does prepare to draw down its last 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, the head of Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, told reporters that there are no current plans to begin a similar withdrawal of the last 2,500 in Iraq. Also, defense officials have briefed congressional committees on the use of mysterious weapons against American service members, as directed high-energy attacks against U.S. forces have been reported by Russia. Wow. And how about this one? Dozens, 53 to be exact, of new female Marines completed the grueling final exercise required of recruits in boot camp this week, setting them up to become the first women in the service's history to graduate from the historically all-male Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego. Kudos and congratulations to them for getting through that. There you go. Kudos and congratulations to them. Very hard thing to do indeed, ladies. Now, the U.S. military starts right now shipping equipment, winding down contracts with local service providers ahead of the May 1st start of the final phase of its military pullout in Afghanistan. They're getting things lined up, ready to ship home. And since U.S. forces withdrew from Somalia earlier this year, they've been commuting to work via aircraft that fly them into Somalia to help train Somali troops and for potential counterterror missions, but without a ground presence, there's limited intelligence understanding, this coming from the head of the U.S. Africa Command. Also, U.S. troops are increasingly vulnerable to outside attacks, not only from Russia, but China and Iran and other people, North Korea, wanting to do bad things to good people. Need to keep our eyes and ears open on that one. And oh, by the way, the Navy is going to test the potential for information warfare cells at the maritime operations centers around the country. We'll see how that works. And the Army is optimizing electronic warfare equipment for the Indo-Pacific. Also, artificial intelligence, the Department of Defense, has got to be more transparent with their startups. We'll see what happens there. And did you know a requirement to return a portion of the Air Force bomber fleet to alert status ultimately would deteriorate an old exhaustive force, so says a key Air Force journal, but they're talking about doing it anyway, putting them back on alert because of the situation in the bad, bad, bad world that we currently live in. And again, in the words of my buddy, Bobby Palermo, I'm going to close this segment with this.
I don't care what they say. I would never leave or throw it all away. It's my home, it's my sweet home, America. Somewhat to leave, such a disgrace. They forget the heroes buried in their place. They sacrificed, they gave their lives for America. Maybe I don't know what's wrong or right, but one thing I know, you always keep us safe at night. You are heroes through and through. As we count the stars above, pray God sends His love. You are here most true and true. It's true. And we can't give up on you. On the streets of the day, they give it all, they do their best, they earn their pay. The sacrifice, they give their lives for America. Oh, America, let freedom ring and let our flags still wave. Don't forget the ones whose lives on the line each day. You are heroes through and through in everything you do. Because of you, we remain safe and free. As we count the stars above, pray God sends all His love. You are heroes through and through. It's true. And we can't.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, I've been taking Relief Factor for about 5.5 years now, and it works for me simply because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3. Then the combination of those ingredients go right straight to the inflammation you may be having, and also alleviates pain at the source by lower or even eliminating the pain altogether. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort as well. By the way, it comes in convenient individual little packets, and you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs is try the 3-week quick start, $19.95. And I mean, you'll find out at the end of 3 weeks whether or not you're going to get rid of the pain or not, and the swelling, too, that you have. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And joining us from the frozen tundra, I don't know how frozen it is, but up there in New York, it's Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
How are you?
Pretty good. And by the way, I got to give a shout out to Mel up there in Saratoga Springs. It's Bobby Palermo. Mel, Bobby Palermo is who that was. Well, Chris, I'm going to read a statement and then get a comment. You ready?
Ready.
The rebound of the U.S. economy may be happening way too fast for the Biden administration. If you recall, last year, Joe Biden and his media chorus insisted that the U.S. economy had suffered mightily because of the Trump administration's alleged mishandling of the pandemic. Well, sometimes they even went as far as to falsely claim that the U.S. economy was far worse off than that in Europe. Now, Biden took office apparently under such a delusion that the economy was in dire straits, and his early agenda reflected the belief that massive government spending was the only way to pull the U.S. back onto the path to prosperity. Well, I think they screwed up, and I think you and I agreed on that from day one.
Well, screwed up in regards to, I'm confused, because they spent too much? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Yep.
Well, we've been seeing that, Matt, just in the price of everything and the fact that we've got supply chain issues. Inflation is running very, very hot. We're told that's not the case. There's just a lot of money sloshing around. You're seeing asset prices go up across the board. For crying out loud, you've got a coin that has just completely made up this cryptocurrency called Dogecoin that has gone through the roof. Money is finding its ways into all sorts of places. The reality is how are we going to go about dealing with this inflation down the road? And what are the taxes going to be? Mm-hmm. And, you know, based upon what Biden is proposing right now, I think that you're going to definitely see the economy go in the opposite direction. Not right away, because, again, there's so much money out there. But if you're going to have to tax people to the levels that we're going to need to actually even make a dent in what's going on, yeah, it's going to hit the economy down the road.
Well, before we get to a caller, Charlie Gasparino, you talked about the cryptocurrency. Charlie Gasparino says the new regulations coming out may, in fact, spark a crypto crash.
Well, again, how do you fight? You know, you can't fight City Hall. If governments decide to start issuing, in essence, their own, not really a cryptocurrency, but their own digital currencies, they can put anybody out of business if they want to. They can regulate anything into obscurity. That's not a problem for them to do that at all. The interesting thing is China is leading the way with having a digital yuan. That might be coming sooner rather than later.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Okay, what's...
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I just wonder what Chris's thoughts are about these chips that are being made in Taiwan and China and every place and not made here. And I understand that's a financial situation, but is that a problem that is trying to hurt our commerce locally? And is this something that just hasn't been brought about
and made
available to the public?
All right. Thank you, Bart. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I've been talking about this for a while. I just think that, unfortunately, our mindset here for a long time in this country is too short-sighted. We look at the fact that, hey, we can move a chip manufacturing plant to China, or we can make furniture in China, or we can make PPE in China, or whatever it may be, and it's going to save us a couple dollars. And we've done this over time. And what we've done is we've offshored our supply chain, and it's put us in a very weak position. What are we going to do? How do you tackle China when we buy most of our stuff from them? How do we tackle China when we get chips from them? We made this decision. I always make the argument on my show. I said, the United States, we as a nation decided that we wanted $2 t-shirts rather than $5 t-shirts. And because of that, we've seen our manufacturing go elsewhere. Whether or not we're going to turn that around and try to bring that back, I hope we do. I'm not fully convinced. Again, everything is so short-sighted. Everybody cares about next quarter's earnings rather than what the overall strength of our economy and country is going to be 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Okay. And part of that probably is what Joe Biden is proposing to do with rural America. A lot of the counties and areas way up in the north, Montana, Idaho, remote areas of Oregon, Washington State, North and South Dakota as well. He's going to bet $100 billion, that they're going to hook up broadband to the telephone line so people can have internet.
I think it's great that, you know, we try to expand broadband as best we can so everybody can get it. Again, that's, that also is going to be great for real estate values in many of these rural places as well. You still, this exodus coming out of the city, people might be more apt to live in these places if they had certain services that are provided to them. Again, I think that, you know, that's more talk than anything else. With the technology you have today, the costs of actually providing that are not what they were back when they were laying the lines back in the 1990s for this stuff. I think that's more bluster than anything else.
And the Federal Reserve Board has announced that they're going to hold the line as the economy continues to recover. I don't suppose that's a bad thing. I think that's probably a wise thing to do.
Well, I'm on a different belief system when it comes to that. I think that money needs to be priced properly, but where we've got ourselves in such a pickle right now with the amount of debt that we have, how can the Fed ever raise? I mean, you tell me how the Fed could raise interest rates to any sort of normal level, what we're used to.
They can't.
They can't, because it would basically destroy our budget. It would make our interest costs just go through the roof. I miss the days. I'm going to call me old fashioned, but I miss the days where you could get 6 to 7%, and that's not high, 6 to 7% on basically risk-free money. You can get that in treasuries. I mean, you work your entire life, Matt. Let's say you save $1 million. I'm going to throw money at. Say you save $1 million for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You retire in the 1990s. You're going to make, you know, 65, 70 grand a year without even getting into the principal of that money, just in interest alone. Mm-hmm. What do you get now? 15,000?
Yeah.
It makes life tough for senior citizens. It makes life tough for people that want to save money.
Yeah. By the way, here's one for you. You know who Nestle's is, right?
Yes.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best anyway. They are in talks to acquire Nature's Bounty.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay, I haven't been paying attention to the mergers and acquisitions.
Well,
thing
that's
there.
That's a pretty good one there. But if they do it, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nestle. When I think of Nestle, I think of the treat that Mom used to make back when I was a kid. That Nestle's Quick with the chocolate milk.
Oh, absolutely, and the marshmallows.
Every now and then, Mom would make that for us. That was a real treat.
Yeah, and the marshmallows. Sometimes you put marshmallow syrup in there, whatever. Yeah, it was good. By the way. New home sales have surged 20.7% in March, and it looks like as if a lot of out-of-town buyers are sneaking into some of these areas and buying the homes off underneath the locals.
Well, it's not, you know, of course, people are moving out of areas, but it's also not only that. It's got foreign money coming in, buying up entire communities.
Wow.
Pension funds coming in, buying up entire communities and renting them out. It's kind of a new way that I think housing is heading in many places, especially some of these growing areas in Texas and in Florida as well, where you're going to have these communities where, you come in and you rent, and it's also maintenance-free type of a situation as well. A lot of this money, again, sloshing around, they're looking for an extra level of return, and that's exactly what many of these pension funds and actually sovereign wealth funds are doing.
And big news coming from Honda yesterday, or over the weekend, rather. They say that all their car sales will be electric vehicles by 2040. No exception.
We'll see. They're heading in that direction. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. We got to find ourselves a lithium mine.
I know.
Batteries that they're going to make.
And then we'll invest in that.
It's a Beverly Hillbilly 2021. It's not oil. It's lithium.
All right. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming back with Frank Stellato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with